This is WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. The Cape and Islands expected to catch the brunt of a storm bringing snow to the mid-Atlantic and New England. Joining us, meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Phil, I have such a feeling of deja vu reading the storm timeline and snowfall predictions here. There's plenty about this storm that echoes the first blizzard of the year.
Yeah, it feels like here we go again. Very, very similar. Timing's very similar. Amounts will be similar. Wind, temperatures, the whole pattern, just kind of like repeating itself. The only real big difference this go around is it's going to starting out a little colder, and we won't quite have the tidal coastal flooding issues that we had during the last storm.
So walk us through the storm right now and what we can expect over the next 24 hours, say.
Yeah, sure. So as we speak, you know, it's already snowing moderately across parts of the Cape, light to moderate snow. Winds are generally around right now around 10 to 20 miles an hour. Those will start to creep up over the next few hours, actually already gusting to 30 miles an hour out on the islands. And as we go through the night tonight, the storm will start to organize and deepen as it passes to our southeast. And really a pretty classic track for Cape Cod to get into bands of heavy snow through the night. So we'll be looking at snowfall at the rates of probably 1 to 2 inches an hour, especially after midnight. Really, the brunt of the storm now kind of looks like it'll be probably sometime between maybe 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. When the real worst of this thing comes through. And it'll be during that time when winds are gusting, you know, 45, 50, 55 miles an hour. So certainly producing those blizzard conditions and warranting the blizzard warning that's posted for the area.
So it sounds like when we wake up tomorrow, the storm is still going strong.
Yeah, really, it'll probably snow for most of the day tomorrow, especially out on the outer Cape. Like I said, the brunt of it will be 3 a.m. to 9 a.m., something along those lines. But really, it'll take its sweet time getting out of here. After the storm kind of starts to pull away, we'll end up with a north wind, which will set us up with some ocean-effect snow squalls, very similar to what happened with the last storm, where, if you were over the bridge, the storm was over relatively early in the morning with that New Year's storm. But out on the outer Cape, it snowed until dark that day. So same kind of setup. And tomorrow, just like that last storm, just a bitterly cold day, temperatures in the teens, and strong north winds, you know, gusting 40, 50 miles per hour throughout most of the day, only kind of slowing down late in the day. So certainly just, you know, kind of one of those days to just hang inside.
So one of the other things that's different about this storm is that we don't have any of the astronomical high tides to worry about going along with it.
Yeah, there'll be the typical sort of beach erosion, maybe some minor, really minor coastal flooding, maybe a little splash over, that kind of thing, but nothing too extreme. The tides are noticeably lower this go around, and the winds last time during the last event were coming in out of the east for quite a while leading into the storm and then blew very hard out of the northeast, whereas with this storm the winds are coming in out of the northwest this morning, have swung around to the north and northeast, but we'll never really have that prolonged onshore flow, so we won't have the same amount of time to build up the water and push it into the bays and harbors. And so really, you know, there'll be one high tide where, you know, there'll be that kind of typical beach erosion and things like that, but I don't see it being a major issue.
And Phil, can you tell us quickly what we're looking at as the storm passes through? A couple of days of very cold weather.
Yeah, really, the pattern going forward next couple weeks, really, to bring good news for me, bad news for maybe other folks, is just a very, very cold, very wintry pattern. Temperatures in the teens and 20s Thursday and Friday. We'll get a little sort of reprieve on Saturday, 30s, but probably with a very, very strong west to southwest wind. That's kind of an interesting thing coming up. And then next week looks extremely cold. So sort of no rest for the weary and a couple more snow chances I see probably in the next week or two. So busy pattern.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can follow his forecasts on CapeCodWeather.net. Phil, thanks for speaking with us.
Anytime. Thank you.